If you've traveled in the southwest part of the state, you've almost certainly flown on one of Pennair's turboprops. But as of this week, the distinctive plane can be spotted in places a little more tropical than Alaska. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
Cold Bay is an ordinary refueling point for Pennair flights. Their planes leave from Anchorage, touch down on the Alaska Peninsula, and then usually continue on to the Aleutian or Pribilof Islands. But this weekend, one of those planes took a big turn south. Instead of traveling to Unalaska, Pennair Flight 364 went all the way down to Hawaii.
It was pretty exciting. You don't see a Saab turboprop going all the way from Anchorage, Alaska to Honolulu very often.
That's Melissa Anderson, the company's vice president of sales and marketing. According to her, the pilot wasn't going rogue or trying to sneak down to warmer climes for a break from Alaska's cold winter. Pennair was actually ferrying the Saab 340 as part of a contract with a Hawaii-based airline. The plane will spend the next 10 months bouncing around the archipelago as a temporary member of Island Air's fleet. In the meantime, Pennair is working on getting a replacement plane for its own fleet within the next 2 months. Anderson says that leasing the plane to an airline in need was good business for Pennair, and that the company does not anticipate any disruptions to service in Alaska.
It's not going to do anything. The really perfect sort of marriage with this wet lease is that it allowed us to actually take an aircraft and lease it out to somebody during our slow period. So we've made it through A season. February is typically a really quiet month for us, so we were able to actually lease it out to these folks, Island Air in Hawaii, during that slow season. And then in April, we'll bring on another one to replace it.
This is the first time that Pennair has ever done anything like this. While their turboprops travel to states like North Carolina and Tennessee for regular maintenance, they get to make a number of refueling stops along the way. To get the 30-person plane down to Hawaii, they had to work with an outside contractor who set up the plane so that it could refuel in midair.
He came in with some bladders that they placed inside the aircraft. Those bladders held excess fuel, and then they actually ran some tubing out onto the fuel tanks of the aircraft so that they could refuel the aircraft as they were moving along south headed to the Hawaiian Islands.
The trip took 10 hours, and there was no escort. When Flight 364 landed in Honolulu, it still had about 2,000 pounds of fuel left to burn. The plane is expected to return from Hawaii by next January, just in time for Pennair's busiest season. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.